Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
Oh, what time are we working on here? 7:06, closing in on 7:07. I told you we're going to talk about Trout Unlimited. And Pat Kreshi in with me, Mark Searle. And you guys got to scoot right up to that microphone here. Where do you want to start? First of all, Pat, let's talk about what is Trout Unlimited?
Well, Tom, thanks for having us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Trout Unlimited. Let me have a shout out to Clark and Javine for lining this up to begin with, somebody I've known for a very long time.
That's right. Clark would arrange this between Tom and our group. So thanks again, Tom, for having us here. Trout Unlimited is a national nonprofit organization founded in 1959 by a group of anglers in Michigan who were concerned about keeping the trout fishing as good as it was in Michigan back then and preserving the streams that the fish lived in.
Mm-hmm. So a real concern on the environment.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. It's somewhat of a misnomer. People will think about Trout Unlimited and they think of it as a fishing club.
Right.
And it's not really a fishing club. It's a conservation organization.
And this is something, Mark, that is so critically important. I think we're probably close to the same vintage. So we well remember how polluted a lot of our waterways were prior to the Clean Air, Clean Water Acts. Mm-hmm. And, for you to be involved with this kind of environmental organization, we've made tremendous progress over the last 50, 55 years, and we just need to pass that on and make sure we're protecting the environment for future generations, Mark.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Personally, I've been involved with Mid-Hudson chapter of Trout Unlimited here in the Dutchess County area since 1980. So as a life member of TU, I've seen the kind of things that you're talking about in terms of improvement of the environment, particularly with TU's interest, focusing on the improvement of trout and salmon fishing and the quality of our cold water fisheries. Yeah, it's very different than it was 50 years ago, but it's certainly improving. There's no question about it.
What's the interest from, let's say, younger people about whether it's, learning fly fishing or, other forms of fishing? What are we seeing? What are you hearing?
I think it's safe to say that a lot of kids are interested in it, absolutely, to be out there in the wild, in the woods, in the water, and so forth. And if you will, that's a good segue into some of the things that our chapter is involved
in. Sure.
I know Pat's been very much involved lately in it, and that's, educating kids, educating youth. We have our what's called Trout in the Classroom program, and this is where the chapter provides materials, equipment, and supplies to a school so that they can raise trout from eggs.
Wow.
They incubate the eggs, they raise them, and then when they're fingerlings, the class then takes them out and releases them into the wild. Right? So the kids get the opportunity to see this whole process from egg to fry to an actual fish. And then the hope is that they'll come back later on and experience the environment, maybe catch one of the fish that
sure.
they let go.
Sure. Pat, you want to add to that?
Absolutely. Mark is right on. You're right on, Tom. We've done a lot to improve the quality of our watersheds over the years, but there's still a lot more to do, and we need to get the younger people involved in taking a lead role in stewardship. Okay, and we found that Trout in the Classroom is a great program to get that plant that seed.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we've done is we have sponsored youth summer camps for environmental summer camps in partnership with the New York State DEC. Trout Unlimited has its own fly fishing summer camp. Our chapter sponsors a number of youths every year to attend, and finally. We have a program that helps to initiate youth into fly fishing through fly casting schools and fly tying schools. So There's a lot. We've done a lot, yes. There's a lot more to do, and getting the youth involved will only help to keep that momentum going.
So in the past couple of years ago, I had gone in the springtime over on Overlook Road, one of the fishing events that was over there. Is that where I'm at? The Sportsman's Association?
Yeah, you're talking about the Overlook Recreation Area in Town LaGrange. Yeah, that's an annual event that the Dutchess County Sportsman's Federation,
right,
as well as Trout Unlimited, were one of the sponsors as well.
And the folks from DEC were there.
Right. And the whole idea is it's basically a kids' fishing day. It's a program intended to get kids out there fishing. The pond there is stocked, so there's something there for the kids to catch. And, you know, there are many, many sponsors there, different prizes for the kids, most fish caught, biggest fish caught, first fish caught, that sort of thing. And then the next day, after the kids leave, then they allow the adults to fish.
One of the things that I saw, I mean, there were several hundred people there. And, you know, to get outside away from the computers and to do something as a family, you know, I mean, those are the things that 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, if it's anything like, you know, when we did stuff like that, that will be some of the memories that will stay with us forever. Pat?
Absolutely. The Family Fishing Day is just that.
Mm-hmm.
We see parents and their children. We provide all the fishing gear. The DEC provides all the fishing tackle. They provide bait. And it's a great opportunity for parents to get kids outdoors and away from their devices. It's a good way to introduce
and to do something together.
And to do something together.
You know, it's funny. I, you know, from my personal perspective, every time I go up the Taconic Parkway, where you cross where the Wappingers Creek, where Hibernia Road used to cross the parkway there. It doesn't now. But that's the part of a branch of the Wappingers is right there. And to this day, I remember from the 1950s fishing with my dad right there. You used to be able to pull off the parking. I mean, there wasn't much traffic up there in those days. But those are the kind, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the kinds of things that stay with you for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and as Pat was alluding to, that's one of the goals of the Kids Fishing Day. Of the Family Fishing Day is, like, you know, get families involved together.
Yes.
Outdoors.
Yes, right. Exactly. We're going to take a quick break, get our sports report in here. And when we come back, let's talk about your upcoming event, which I believe is on November 7th. We'll do that, and then we'll talk more about Trout Unlimited. Okay. Back with Mark and Pat in a minute on The Beacon.
Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipes on The Beacon.
7:19 on the Beacon. Back to Trout Unlimited. Mark and Pat in the studio. Which one of you wants to tell us about the upcoming Trout Unlimited dinner? Mark, you're up.
Okay. Our Trout Unlimited banquet, we call it our stewardship dinner, as Pat was alluding to, the whole notion of stewardship for the environment, stewardship for the fish, and so forth. Anyway, that's coming up on the 7th of November. It is our only fundraiser for the year. So all of the projects that we undertake for the coming year are going to be the benefit of this banquet. The event is a casual event, but the event is a fundraiser. The intent is to make money. We do all sorts of things. We do live auctions, verbal auctions, silent auctions, bucket raffles, all kinds of raffles and so forth. The event this year is going to be at the Beekman Country Club on November 7th at 6 p.m. It's open to the public. You know, anybody can come.
So anybody interested in the environment or supporting these activities that include things like, as the sheet you gave me, stream cleanups, tree planting, stream habitat improvements projects, community outreach, youth summer camps. So this goes way beyond. So whatever, maybe you're not even a person who...
you don't have to be a fisherman.
You don't have to be a fisherman.
No, you don't have to be a fisherman.
So just, you know, caring about the stewardship of people in the land.
Yeah. You know, obviously, because it's a banquet affair, we just ask that people will buy tickets in advance.
Yes.
Just don't show up at the door.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't be able to accommodate somebody like that. But just another comment about Trout Unlimited. like we said earlier, it's not a fishing club. It's a conservation organization. But fishing is the, quote, the hook that gets people into the organization. Yeah, pun intended. I know.
I got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Anyway, you know, we could go over the kind of prizes that are going to be at the banquet. I don't know if that you think that would be of interest.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, we've got some fishing trips, sponsored fishing trips, where you, a person, if they win the prize, they go out with a guide. We've got a lot of local donors who have submitted things, donated things to us. We've got some tickets from the Bardavon, for example.
Yeah, we also have a lot of local merchants have generously contributed with gift certificates. Like Orvis has donated a round of sporting clays.
Wow.
At Sandinona in Millbrook.
Yep.
As Mark mentioned, we have a gift certificate for tickets to Bardavon and the UPAC up in Kingston. We also have gift certificates from Bass Pro, Tractor Supply. So the community is really shown its support for us, and we appreciate that.
Tamarack, the sporting club out in Armenia, right, and Tommy Bonacue, they've been a great supporter of Trout Unlimited for many, many years. And then what they've donated is a day of fishing for four rods, four people, including lunch, on the private property there in Tamarack. It's a phenomenal stream. It's something that, unless you're a member of Tamarack, you're not going to get into.
Right, right.
It's private water, and stocked.
Exactly. So I was, I think the microphones were off, and I was talking about the fact that the drought over the last few months has, you know, put some stress on the streams, though, Mark.
Yeah, it certainly has. Unfortunately, we're not going to know the full extent of that damage until later in the year and into next year. But one of the things that I mentioned to us here was that the Salmon River up in Pulaski, the water was so low that DEC closed a lot of sections of the river to salmon fishing. For anglers, low water is an advantage because it concentrates the fish.
Right.
It puts all the fish in one spot. From a conservation perspective, it's the last thing you want because all the fish in one spot means all the fish are going to be caught.
Right.
And as far as salmon are concerned, no, we've got to get those salmon upstream up to the hatchery so that, eggs and can be taken so that we'll have, a class next year of salmon. Pacific salmon spawn every 3 to 4 years, and then they die.
Yeah.
So they're not like Atlantic salmon that are multiple-year spawners. It will spawn year after year after year. So that's why it's critical that the spawning occurs at the upper reaches of the Salmon River.
So when I think back over the last, let's say, 40, 50 years, and even the last 30 or 40 years, when we talk about probably the 1980s, we were talking about acid rain and really impacting some of the streams up through the Adirondacks and through the Northeast. Again, this is in the area where we've made tremendous progress in cleaning up with the – a lot of that was, I think, sulfur dioxide coming from Midwest power plants that were airborne here. But with stack scrubbers, with technology, innovation, cleaner coal, some of the oldest plants, I think, were retired. But it's made a huge, huge difference of where we are and the health of these streams. I mean, in our lifetime, when I look around now, what we have, we were out at my wife and I went out at a Cary Arboretum over the weekend and walked the trails there. And when we were out there, I don't think it was this spring. I think it was the spring of 2024, maybe both times. And the numbers of beavers that were back in there. And in reading one of the signs, according to that, it's the beavers have only made established themselves in the Wappingers in the last 8 years. And again, I think this is relative to the health of our waterways and how beneficial it is. My wife was coming along, I forget where she was. Just right here, though, and she came home and said, "Well, an eagle just flew in front of me." Mm-hmm. This is a great area,
Yeah, I mean, the eagles have been on the Hudson for the last several years.
Yes.
But to see them further away from the river,
right,
is a clear indication that the environment is improving.
Yes.
We've gotten them out in Millbrook at Orvis San Danona.
Yep.
There's a nice trout pond there.
having dinner, are they?
Yeah.
On the bridge in Pleasant Valley, looking yes. north and seeing eagles perched in the trees right yep. there, just north of the, yep. the bridge over Route 44 right there.
Same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially they're in there in the springtime when the trout are stocked. Then the trout, they've been raised in a hatchery. They're not particularly bright yet. And they will stay close to the surface, and they're not aware of predators. You know, and the eagles just have a field day. Sometimes.
It's been a few years now, but where I live in Pleasant Valley, there's a big pond the other side of my driveway, mm-hmm. and looked over one day, and there were three or four otters frolicking over there, mm-hmm. and they travel a really big territorial area, and they can really fish out.
Yeah.
They have voracious appetite.
Well, the thing is, too, their presence is an indication of the quality of that watershed.
Yes.
Right? They wouldn't be there if there wasn't a food supply for them.
Yes.
And a good food supply.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I will go on about this because, in our lifetime, to see the tremendous improvements we've made in the air, the water quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've, been on the Hudson River literally since I was a little kid. In the 50s and 60s, we used to swim in the Wappingers Creek, mm-hmm. either, down behind Manchester Bridge or over by the Overlook Drive-In Theater. Mm-hmm. And, today those waters are much cleaner than they were even back then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's 7:27, closing on 7:28 on this Friday morning. Mark and Pat are in here. Pat, you want to run down again the details, please, of the upcoming November 7th dinner, the who, the what, the when, the where?
Absolutely. So Mid-Hudson Trout Unlimited will hold its annual stewardship dinner on Friday, November 7th. And that will be at the Beekman Country Club, which is located at 11 Country Club Road in Hopewell Junction, and this is open to the public. Tickets are available online. You can go to the Mid-Hudson Trout Unlimited website and find the tickets there. It's midhudsontroutunlimited.org. And it's, I guess, as I said, it's open to the public. The funds from the dinner will help to support our mission and our goals of helping to improve the watershed and cold water resources in the Dutchess County area and help to fund our high school scholarship program.
And this is, I really thank you for coming in, and again to Clark Angevine for contacting me about having you come in and talk about this event, because there's everything about it in terms of, the events that you sponsor of, getting kids outside and engaged in this, cleaning up the environment, the scholarship path that you mentioned. These are something tangible, absolutely tangible, that people can do to help make our community and our region, healthier and better for the long term. Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be an angler.
No.
Let me just emphasize that again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's the dinner is 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. November 7th, Beekman Golf Club, 11 Country Club Road, Hopewell Junction, New York. And tickets $65 per person, available online. Or you can send a check for $60. Mark and Pat, thanks very much for being on this Friday morning with me.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
You're very welcome.